is no, no place for, fit place for me to enjoy in India. Then he goes to Switzerland. Suppose somebody becomes a Lakhpati, then he may go to some Hotel Taj or somewhere and then enjoy and come back. So heaven is a place where a person's piety increases to such an extent that it cannot be quenched in this earthly planet. He goes to heaven. Hell is also a place in the material world. When a person's sinful activity exceeds to such a limit that the reactions of the sinful activity cannot be given in this earthly planet, then that person is sent to hell. So whether you do good or bad, it's still in this material world. Even though somebody does good, even if he goes to heaven, Kshine Prunyam Rutilokam Vishanti, who comes back to this earthly planet. That is why the goal of life is not just go to heaven. It should be going back to the spiritual world. Generally, people have this concept, there are two kinds of activities, good and bad activities, punya and papa. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that they are not just two kinds of activities, they are three kinds of activities, three kinds of karmas. Not just good karma and bad karma, there is some other kind of karma which is beyond good and bad. What is that? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, karmano hi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana akarmanascha bodhavyam karmano ghana viduhu. He says, karmano hi bodhavyam. My dear Arjuna, you understand what is karma? Karma means good activity. Karmano hi bodhavyam bodhavyam cha vikarmana. Know what is vikarma, bad activity. And beyond this bad activity, there is one more. Akarmanascha bodhavyam karmano gahana vidyu. The intricacies, action, reactions, very difficult to understand, my dear Arjuna. But try to understand, there is karma, vikarma and akarma. Karma means good activity by which you get good actions. Vikarma means bad activities by which we suffer for it. Now you may say, how do you understand what is good and what is bad? What is good activity, what is bad activity? Whatever is enjoined in the Vedic scriptures, they are called good activities for which you get good reactions. Whatever is not mentioned in the Vedic scriptures or whatever is mentioned in the Vedic scriptures as sinful. So Veda is the judge to decide whether this is good or bad. Like people say, my conscience says it is bad. Somebody's conscience says may be good. So what is actually good? What is bad? That is not decided by one's conscience or one's intelligence. No. One's vote. No. It is decided by God. So anyhow, we are not interested in neither good nor bad. Because if you are getting interested in good also, you might have to take birth in the next life. So we should be interested in something beyond good and bad. That is akarma. And what is this akarma? Akarma means those activities performed for the pleasure of Krishna. Keeping Krishna in the center, when somebody does all his activities, then that activity is akarma, which has neither good or bad reactions. All the activities done as an offering to Krishna, that activity is called akarma. So one has to perform this akarma. Not just karma, not just good activity. We should go beyond good and then do this akarma. That is called karma yoga. Many people understand that doing karma yoga means I'm doing my job, taking care of my family. This is karma yoga. No. I'm doing my duty. So this is karma yoga. Even a donkey does its duty. What is so big thing in doing duty? Because whenever there is duty, immediately the rights come into picture. I have done my duty for 1 month. Where is my right? It's my right to get my salary. That is why in the constitution we have fundamental duties and fundamental rights. So duty means rights. But here in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not talking just about duty. It is a wrong concept to understand that Krishna here in the Bhagavad Gita is talking about duty. He is not talking about duty. Because, I'll give you a small example. The example is that of when you go to a restaurant, A person, a waiter in the restaurant, he's serving you food. Is he doing his duty? Very good. He's doing his duty. True. And you come home. The mother is also serving you your food. Is there any difference between the waiter serving you and the mother serving you? If there is a difference, what is the difference? Yes? Yes. Mother serves with love. Waiter is doing his duty. Whereas mother is doing, do you think the mother is thinking, oh, it is my duty to serve, that is why she is serving? No. Mother never thinks it is my duty. So what is more important, duty or love? So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita asks us to come to the platform of love. Not to the platform of duty. Because as soon as duty is there, there is expectation of salary. Maine duty ki hamara salary do. This business transaction. But on the platform of love, there is no question of anything like that. So akarma means coming to the platform of love, not the platform of duty. Like many of these people, especially everybody, not many, everybody who has read some kind of Gita or heard, even though you are not read, even just, oh, Gita mein Bhagwan ne kya kya apna duty karo, main to apna duty kar raha hun. No. One has to come beyond the concept of duty. He should do akarma. Like many people say, Krishna told Arjuna to fight because he's a Kshatriya. Because it is the duty of a Kshatriya to fight, so you fight. That is what Krishna told Arjuna. Wasn't Duryodhana a Kshatriya? If you apply that Arjuna's duty is a Kshatriya, is Arjuna is a Kshatriya, that is why he is supposed to fight. Duryodhana is also a Kshatriya. Wasn't his duty to fight? No. Krishna said to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you fight because I want you to fight. That's all. Actually, see, Duryodhana, what was his wrong mistake? He did all the duties a king is supposed to do. He was feeding the Brahmins. He was taking care of all the citizens. All the citizens were very happy under his rule. He was whatever Kshatriya Dharma is there, exactly everything was he was following. But the only problem was Duryodhana was he was not accepting Krishna as God. He was keeping himself in the center and doing all his duties. That is the problem. He was thinking that I am the Kshatriya, I am the king, and everybody are my subjects. I'll do my duty, I'll enjoy everything. Whereas Arjuna was fighting. For whom? For Krishna. He was keeping Krishna in the center, not himself. So that is the fundamental difference between just some activity, that karma or duty, and akarma. Those activities where you will not get any reactions, neither good or bad. Transcendental activities. Considering oneself to be servant of Krishna, if somebody conducts his life, he need not face any good or bad reactions. All the reactions are nullified. Dagda karmani. Jnanagni dagda karmani. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. By the fire of knowledge, all the karmas are burnt. Because we are acting for the pleasure of Krishna. Like there's a huge departmental store. Like these days in India, you have big malls. In America, these malls are having a different concept. Here they build a big building and they give to many retailers. They rent it out. Actually, many shops together is called a mall here. But really, in a mall or a shopping complex or in America, it's not like that. It's all owned by one person or a company or a group of people. It's a huge building. and you just go inside. Whatever from A to Z, whatever you want, everything is available. Just take a trolley. Whatever you want, just collect. Right from potato chips to computer chips, everything is available. You just take a trolley and then get whatever you want. And just when you come out, you have to pay bills. So, a person who takes whatever he wants and he comes out, he pays for it. That is, he is doing his karma. Now, a person who takes whatever he wants, try to sneak out and try to escape, he is being caught and he is punished. That is, he is trying to do vikarma. Now, there is one more person who goes around, takes everything, whatever he wants, and he comes out of the billing counter. Nobody asks him to pay the money. He is just let out freely. Why? Why? Because this person is a servant of the owner of the departmental store. In the same way, this whole big world, universe, is owned by Krishna. There is a person who is trying to get whatever things and then he is paying, doing karma. A person trying to take everything for himself without, that person is doing vikarma. And a servant of Krishna, one who considers himself a servant of Krishna, he is doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So even though he is acting, he is taking so many things, but still he is not being charged. Neither good or bad is inflicted onto him. Why? Because he is doing it for the sake of Krishna. She is doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. That is why a businessman should always do business, but do it for Krishna. One can cook for Krishna, sing for Krishna. There is no activity in this world which cannot be used in service of Krishna. Because the strength and the capacity and the activity itself is actually having their source in Krishna. That is why one has to conduct his life in such a way that he neither gets into good activities nor bad activities, and is always doing transcendental activities on the platform of Krishna consciousness. That is what is the instruction which Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. That is called akarma. So till now we discussed two subjects, that is prakriti and karma. We have one more subject left, that is kala. That we will try to do in the second session. So any questions based on karma, please do ask.
Understand certain things.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a series of questions that I'm not really able to understand.
Please.
Like, the thing that is going on in my mind is like, really the salvation, like, we have got so many different species. Yeah. We have got animal species, we have got bird species.
Yeah.
So it would keep on happening, like somebody would do quite good karma and then attain salvation. Somebody would not do it and he would either become a dog or a cat. So would this cycle just keep on going? Like, for how many years it would go on? And why, what was the real need to, for Lord Krishna to make this thing? Like, it really just keeps on going and going, going on.
Okay.
And the next thing was, like, once if a soul, the mind or subtle thing, he does a bad karma, and as you said, he becomes a dog in the next birth. When he becomes a dog, he is just experiencing. He doesn't has the ability to do a karma. So how does he gets a chance to move ahead?
Okay. So you have three questions. One is, this cycle is there, birth, death, and again taking another birth. Is there an end to the cycle, number one? Number two, why it all God created this cycle? Number three is, suppose take somebody is an animal's body, then he doesn't have any kind of intelligence to get out of this. What about animal? So first I'll try to answer the first and the third question. So definitely there is an end to the cycle. Suppose somebody is in the human body and then he does some kind of sinful activity, bad activity, and he falls down to animal species. Now, this is a human platform. There are many animal platforms lower to the, and lower like this. This way, there are so many animal species. In the human species, when somebody does sinful activity, depending on the extent of the sinful activity, he falls down to the animal platform. Depending on the extent. More down, like that. So once he goes to a certain level, then there is a evolution. Like the Darwin's theory of evolution. Evolution is not denied in the Vedic scriptures. But the evolution of the soul is accepted, not the body. So once somebody comes down to the animal species, from that platform, after the death of that animal, goes to the next life. After that, it goes to the next life. So, animals make spiritual progress by death. And gradually, step by step, he comes to the cow's body, or a tiger's body, or a lion's body, or a monkey's body, and then take a human body. At human body, he has the opportunity again to go back down, to go higher, or take another birth again as human, or attain liberation. So your first and the third question are answered. Definitely there is an end to this cycle, provided we want to end it. Main thing is desire. If we want to do something, if somebody wants to become an engineer, there is a particular way you have to follow, you can become an engineer. First is you should have a desire. The same way if you want to end a process of particular birth, there is a particular process. First you should want to end it and you attain the process. Take up the process. That is what Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita. Amrutatvaya kalpate, to attain liberation, that is the goal of life. So now the third question which you asked, that was like, what happens to a dog? Is there any, by death of the dog, immediately it takes higher form. Immediately it takes an higher form. It is only in the human life this liberation is possible. And now your second question, that is, why God created this cycle? Because we all desired to enjoy and control separately from God. That is, you find everybody in this world is trying to enjoy. Everybody is trying to control. But neither we are the enjoyers nor the controllers. So Krishna gave a place called material world where you can go and try to enjoy and try to control. But I want to be the controller. I want the control of this place. I want the control of this house. I want the control of this place. This is my area. Then Krishna says, it's your area, or take an area for yourself and try to control. So while trying to control, then what happens? He gets beaten by material nature. While trying to enjoy, he suffers. You see, the most amazing thing of this world is a person who tries to enjoy the most, he suffers the most. You see, those people in America and all, the hippies, they are trying to enjoy the most, but they are suffering the most. A person who tries to control the most, he becomes controlled most. By completely controlled, he cannot be free. He may be having so much of property to control over, but somehow or other he becomes controlled. So for these two purposes, to make us understand that I am not the controller, I am not the enjoyer, Krishna made this material world and a cycle. And in this going on in the cycle, by great fortune, when somebody comes across with Krishna's devotee, then he gets that devotion by which he can go back home, back to God, to the spiritual world.
should try to get the salvation in the human form of
yeah.
the body. So there is a desire with the human body saying that, okay, if I do all the good things in my life, then only I can attain the salvation. So there is a desire attached to that. I should have the desire to attain the salvation.
Yeah.
But Lord Krishna says that you do your duty, the karma, don't wait for the result or the desire. You leave everything to me, I'll take care of that. So how these two things goes together? Or my understanding is wrong?
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, do your duty, don't wait for the results and don't have desires. Here we have to have a proper understanding of all these things. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita not to have material desires, but one should have spiritual desires. Because any activity if you have to perform, you cannot perform without having a desire. You can only go to the office and then work and then earn some money. When you have a desire that I have to do all these things. Otherwise, you can continue for a few days. Later on, you'll just stop it. Any achievement in this world can only be done when there is a desire. The formula applies. If you want to achieve liberation, that can be only done when you have a desire. Without desire, nothing happens. And just by desiring also, nothing happens. After desiring, you should work for it also. While working for it, Krishna says, you understand, the results is not in my hands. Developing a desire is in my hand. And endeavor, work is in my hand. But the result is in Krishna's hand. So, karmanni vajikaraste mahafaleshu kadachana means, we have the right to perform our duty. But not the right over the results. But Krishna never said, don't aspire result. You should definitely, otherwise how are you going to set your goals? Suppose you open a company. I just open a company. I don't have I don't think about result. You have to think of result. When you get it, the understanding is, Krishna gave it. When you don't get it, it is Krishna who didn't give. So in both the cases, you are happy. Neither you don't become so proud that, oh, it is because of me I got it. When you get it, you understand, oh, Krishna gave it. I did my duty, Krishna gave it. When you don't get it, you have an understanding, Krishna did not give, so it is okay with me. So neither you become so proud, nor you become so depressed. So always you do any activities, the results sometimes come, sometimes don't come. When we attain result, oh, we become, because of me, I did it, I did it. When we fail, oh, somebody else is the cause of it. But in both success and failure, it is Krishna who has given that success, Krishna who gives the failure. That is the meaning, actual meaning of karma.
One of the things which you've talked about earlier is the false ego. And the concept of false ego would mean there is perhaps an ego.
Which is real ego.
Which is real, yeah. So please
explain
this a little bit, because
there
is the whole problem which we often confront in terms of dilemmas. What we should do and what we shouldn't do.
False ego means, identity. I am the mother of this child. That means I identify mother as being mother of such a child. I am an engineer. I am a doctor. That is called identity. How you identify yourself as? That is called ego. And what is false? False means anything, any identity related to our body, that is false ego. Any identity related to the soul, that is the real ego. I am an Indian. So you identify yourself as an Indian. Is it real ego or false ego? False ego. Because this body is Indian, soul is not Indian. I am an engineer. This is what ego? False ego. So any identity related to our body, I am the father of him. No. You are the father of his body, not him. You are the mother of the child's body. Not the child, because that person was there before you also. Last life also he was somewhere else. The soul was somewhere else. It is the only body which was born through you. So, it is on the bodily concept of life. So that is called false ego. The real ego is what? I am soul. And what is a soul? Jivar Surupohai Krishyar Nityadas. Soul is Krishna's eternal servant. To consider oneself to be servant of Krishna, that is the real ego. That is why when somebody gets diksha in our sampradaya, then he is given the name as Das. Like my name is Kamal Lochan Das. Damodarashtak Das. When somebody gets initiated, ladies get initiated, they are called Dasi. Dasi means servant. So servant of Krishna. That is the real identity. Other is all based on bodily concept is a false identity. You distribute japmalas, we'll try to teach them how to chant.
Can this karma be reduced by parihar?
By parihar. Parihar means?
When you do this parihar, different types of austerities,
okay.
Does that reduce your degree to which you are affected?
Yeah, I got it. And also the feedback form you got, Proji, that the Hare Krishna mantra is also there. Just give this. Karma cannot be mitigated by some kind of tapasya, some kind of austerity. No. Karma can only be mitigated by pure devotional service. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma says in the Brahma Samhita, Karmani nirdhati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Karmani nirdhati means these karmas are completely burnt off by performing devotional service to Krishna. Not by a simple, ordinary, materialistic tapasya. Not by some austerities. It is not possible. Maybe you may feel that by doing some kind of austerities, you may not be affected by some karma because of the strength you attain. But the karmic reactions definitely come. Especially prarabdha has to be experienced. Even though some may have taken up devotional activities, until unless he has perfected his devotional activity, till then prarabdha definitely comes. Say for example, I am there. For me, prarabdha definitely comes. Maybe for the activity which I am performing now, there may not be any karmic reactions. But what I have done in the past, that I have to experience. No way. Yeah. Who are they? Yeah. Yeah. Like in the visible earth, you'll find about 12, 13 kind of species. Like you have the Mongols, you have the Chinese, you have the Asians, this Indian and Pakistanis. You have the Egyptians, you have the East Europeans, you have the Australians, the Africans. They're all humans, but there's difference in their consciousness and in the bodily structure also. The visible are they're 12 to 13. And there are some above, that is, there are Kinnaras, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Kimpurushas. There are people who are unseen in this to our eyes. They're also belonging to the human species, but they're not the same.
Guruji?
Yeah.
I would like to ask one question.
Yeah.
Why do we do Shraddha?
Yeah,
and the ancestor, what we do for?
Yeah.
Does that, it comes in anywhere in your cycle? And another question is, if you do a vikarma, thinking Krishna in your mind, what's the result?
Nice question. Why do we do Shraddha? First, we'll see what is done during Shraddha. In Shraddha, for the departed souls, ancestors, Vishnu Prasad is offered. That is the main activity. Vishnu is invoked and bhog is offered and the prasadam is offered to them. Pitriloka. This Pitriloka is like a transit place from earthly planet to the heavenly planet. And when they are in the Pitriloka, those people are still dependent on those people who are their family members. So these family members, by offering the Pitru to them, they will get, they will receive. Like, you pay some rupees here, your son may be in America, he'll get in dollars. Something like that. And the other reason is, by somehow or the other, their ancestors are stuck up in a ghostly form. When the soul leaves the body, along the subtle body, sometimes it so happens it doesn't get a gross body. When it doesn't get a gross body, the soul is just hovering around in the subtle body. So to relieve them from these ghostly forms, this Vishnu Prasad is offered. So these are the two reasons Shraddha is performed. Now there is somebody whose ancestors would have neither attained ghostly form, nor would have gone to Pitriloka. But we don't know. Still, as a matter of duty, we do it. As a matter of duty. But it's primarily for these two people. To relieve a person, ancestor from the ghostly feature, because by offering Vishnu Prasad, they will get relieved. And Pitrus, for the Pitrus. These are the two purposes.
Hare Krishna. Guruji, what is the ultimate way to achieve salvation? Whether it is to by doing chanting mantras or doing bhajans or leaving this our whole family and do the spiritual work. What is the ultimate way to achieve salvation?
Okay. So what is the ultimate way to achieve salvation? So you can achieve salvation only when you attain love of God. And one develops love for anybody in this world when you serve somebody. It is a service which makes you develop love. When somebody serves Krishna, gradually there is development of love towards Krishna. When gradual development of love is there towards Krishna, when there is 100% love develops, automatically salvation is attained. Now, for serving Krishna, you can do service wherever you are situated. According to one's position, one has to serve. It is not necessary that you have to give up your family life and then become like a sannyasi. You can do your service wherever you are. And whatever capacity is given to you, according to that you serve him. Somebody can serve Somebody is a very good cook, he can serve Krishna by cooking. Somebody is very good in management, he can do management and serve Krishna. Somebody is a very good teacher, he can teach about Krishna and love Krishna. And somebody maybe a good designer, he can design some nice dress for Krishna. Somebody has got a lot of money, he can offer money to Krishna. So in this way one can serve Krishna according to one's means. But among so many kinds of services available, the most important and the common service which everybody have to do is to chant the names of Krishna. So by chanting the names of Krishna, that is done for everybody and everybody can do it. Maybe you can sing, somebody can cook. Those are all different. They can, all can be different. Somebody may be serving Krishna being alone in the Brahmacharya Ashram like me. Somebody can serve Krishna being along with their family and friends. Actually, getting married means instead of serving alone, no Krishna, I am serving along with one more person. That's the meaning. That's called marriage. So you ultimately by serving Krishna, you attain His love. So love of God is to be most important. Okay. So we have given you the Japamala to you all. So please take the Japamala and you have been given one feedback form. So at the end of the feedback form, you have one mantra. That is called Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrtna. This mantra is written. Hold the Japamala without touching the Japamala with the pointing finger. This is called Tarjani. Don't touch the Japamala with the pointing finger. It should be away. And then hold the Japamala, the bead, which is a special kind of bead. It's got some plastic thread on it. Hold it, middle one, not this finger. And then chant the first mantra which is written there. That is called Panchatattva Pranam Mantra. If somebody have not got it, then maybe can give it to you tomorrow, no problem. Chant the Panchatattva Pranam Mantra of holding this. Panchatattva Pranam Mantra, please chant after me. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. So after chanting this mantra once, hold the next bead. You got one small and big. Hold the bigger one. Hold the bigger bead. And then chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is just written below. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. After chanting the full mantra on one beat, go to the next beat. Go to the next. And then chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now you chant along with me. When you chant along with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now you have completed one round. One round means you have chanted 108 times. Now if you want to do the second round, you have to turn the mala like this. And then chant the first mantra which is there in the feedback form, in the bottom. And then Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, you chant the mantra again and then chant the next round. So in this way, tomorrow is the homework is for you, because all these days I have not given any homework. This is a homework for you that you can chant one round and come. And if you feel like, you can buy those bead bags, these beads you can buy it from the stall, along with the bag also. There's a bag in which you can keep this. Even you can do it when you go for the morning walk, if you have a bag in hand, and this finger will automatically come out. There's a hole inside it. So further directions, we can take it from volunteers. They'll teach you how to. This is a very important activity, that is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We'll be elaborately talking about this chanting tomorrow and day after tomorrow. Pros and cons of it. How to do, what to do, details, everything. Tomorrow we'll be doing it. So, we stop tomorrow. They can buy it from the stall if they want. They can buy it from the stall. And we have in the feedback form, you can tear the bottom part of it, where and then the mantra can be with you. Please fill the feedback form tomorrow when you go home and then give it back to us. We have some programs which will be organized. We'll be talking about those details to you. Tomorrow we'll be giving the details to you about the whole programs or held in somewhere nearby or so. So those of you who would like to give back the malas, they can give back and then buy it from the counters. But while you come tomorrow, please chant one round and then come. Hare Krishna.